Well, now let's check in again on Mozambique. It's been nearly a month since the real cyclone Idai brought torrential rains and strong winds to southern Africa, killing at least 847 people across Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. Massive floods just swallowed large swaths of land, and now there's the predicted shortage of food and the threat of even more disease. There's already a cholera outbreak. Chance Briggs is the country director for Save the Children in Mozambique. He joins us now by Skype from the capital, Maputo. Chance, give us the thumbnail. The last time we checked, there were still bodies floating, terrible flooding. What's going on?
The situation is still very, very bad, and I think the Southern Hemisphere has never really seen something like this in a natural disaster. Mm-hmm. We estimate about 2 million people have been affected just in Mozambique, of which 1 million are children. We still have people who are surrounded by waters in their communities, but many others are just trying to pick up the pieces. We have 100,000 or more who are displaced, and many of them are living in tented camps, but some are just set up at the side of the road with whatever they can find to cover their heads. Mm. It's really still a dire situation, and we're worried.
Well, we understand the city of Beira was almost completely wiped out, 90% of the city's infrastructure gone. So you've got to have a refugee issue.
Yes, Beira took a very heavy hit, but I think I can say that the local authorities and supported by the international community have done a great job in restoring electricity and water and basic services, basic infrastructure. The real problem in Beira, and as in many places across the whole zone where there were heavy rains, is that the roofs would be pulled off of the houses, and then people whose houses were made of mud bricks would literally see their houses melt in front of them. There were also falling trees and power lines, and so there are many, many risks and dangers.
Yeah. Well, they also expect floods in that area. There's drainage canals, retention systems. Wind, as you say, was the factor because it was a cyclone, and so roofs were ripped off. It doesn't seem like, short of completely changing construction in the country, you can do anything about that.
Well, it's true. There are better ways to construct, but it takes funds that most poor Mozambican families don't have. And Mozambique is about the 10th poorest country in the world with the 50% poverty rate. Mm-hmm. So that's a big challenge that this country will face as it continues to face climate shocks, mm-hmm. with climate change making things worse.
Well, yeah, there's that. So tell us what's happening with the cholera outbreak.
So the cholera outbreak is a big concern, but I'm happy to say that almost 900,000 doses of the vaccine have been administered over the past week. In addition, we and other agencies have volunteers going door to door to tell people about cholera, to make sure that they understand how to prevent it, because it's a very preventable disease with good hygiene and good sanitation. In addition, cholera treatment centers are being set up, and we ourselves are setting up a cholera treatment unit so that those who do come down with the disease can quickly get suitable treatment, because it is a very treatable disease.
How do you treat it?
Basically, you get people oral rehydration, so you get water back into their bodies. You get them a bit of medicine if they need it, and they need rest. And most people recover fine. It's the children and the elderly and people with other underlying medical conditions who are the most vulnerable, and they're the ones we need to get into the centers the soonest.
You know, Chance, I don't mean to be at all flip, but this storm, I mean, the pictures that we saw, it's just devastating. And not just Mozambique. The UN counted at least 250 who've died in Zimbabwe. Dozens have died in Malawi. The body count continues in Mozambique. And yet it's almost like those children's toys. They stand up, and when you knock them, they fall down, but they stand back up, you know? And there's this feeling that, well, they will just stand back up. Do you ever have a sense that maybe a country can't get up from a hit like this?
Well, Mozambicans are very resilient despite their poverty. I do believe that the people and the country will pick themselves up with significant assistance from the international community. What I do have to say is that right now funding is the urgent need. There's a big appeal for funds, and we are probably only 21% funded across the humanitarian sector. And if we don't get people quickly back on their feet now, they will have trouble recovering, reconstructing their houses, reconstructing their livelihoods, because most people are farmers here. They need to get back to their fields. They need seeds. They need tools. And in the very, very short term, they need food and they need shelter. Mm. We're working on that, but funds are what's lacking.
Chance Briggs, Country Director for Save the Children in Mozambique. Chance, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on, really a month later, what a horrendous situation there after Cyclone Idai. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Robin.